Angel Burton here. Welcome back, everyone, to the realm of Shadow and Light. I am so excited to announce a new series Medium's Chat about witchcraft with Cheyenne.
And thank you so much for coming on, Cheyenne. I'm so excited to have you on here. Would you like to introduce yourself to everybody at home?
Hi, guys. I'm Cheyenne. I am a crone in UWS as well with Angel. That's actually how we got closer. I met you in Well, but with the no contact rule, it was just for post mostly. So I really got to know you in UWS. I am a full on medium. I have all the Claire abilities, unfortunately, some days. I have been that way pretty much my entire life, from what I can tell you of. I'm a big divination witch, so I definitely work with tarot, oracle. I got into bone reading recently. I'm still working on that. Sometimes I doubt myself, let's put it that way.
Yep.
But I definitely understand it, at least. What else? I'm learning necromancy to kind of work harder on my mediumship. That's something that is one of my wiki goals this year. So definitely looking forward to that. And me and you have discussed about being partners. Yep. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Yep. Necromancy partners. And like the thing that people don't understand, because I see a lot of people being like, I wish I had all my clairs, you know? And I'm like, I understand it if you don't like experience it, but I have to turn myself off. And even then, like, I want to explain this to the people. You can't turn off your senses. You just have to kind of ignore them. So like, even if I'm not like tuned into myself, something will still catch me. Like, I'll smell something or I'll see something. And I'm like, I'm trying to focus. No, you know?
I think the absolute worst for me is taste. Taste. I hate when I get the last taste of somebody in my mouth, whatever that last taste may be. I think the absolute worst for me was coming across a murder victim unintentionally. And they had the taste of
blood
in their mouth.
Yeah.
So what did I taste immediately was that metallic-y taste of blood. And I'm like, why? This is gross.
Yeah.
But
I went, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I have to agree with you. You can't turn it off. You just learn to either adapt or just ignore it. I ignore it a lot. Up until recently, when I decided that obviously this is something that's been a part of me my entire life, and it's really been growing stronger. So I've been kind of honing in on it a little bit more. I can tell you the first oddest experience, and when I really, really learned what I was doing with speaking to the dead, because to me, it was like talking to you. I didn't see through them. When I was a kid, I didn't see through them. I saw them as if they were right in front of me. I was in Gettysburg in Pennsylvania. And the big battlefield, if you learn anything about Gettysburg history, the big battle went down there. And we were on the battlefield and I saw these soldiers just, you know, playing it out. I could hear the sounds of the guns going off, and all of a sudden I just dropped to the ground. Here, if that's what being shot feels like, I never want to be shot in real life.
Yeah.
I promise you that. I looked, and when I caught my breath and realized what was going on, I looked down and here's a bullet. Bullet from back in the day. I actually still have it somewhere. It's somewhere, I think it's probably out in storage at this point, but I do have it still to this day. And I had a bruise from on the front of my shoulder and the back of my shoulder.
Oh, that's crazy. That is crazy. Have you been to Salem, Massachusetts yet?
No, I've been planning to go up there, and now I got 2 weeks of time this year, so
nice.
I'm hoping to go up this October.
Be prepared, okay? So the last time I went was when I was 18. So when we went, we were walking around, there's like a memorial, right? Mm-hmm. And you know how some people were stoned to death?
Yes.
I felt that. I felt the pressure on my chest. Like, it took me a while to actually be okay, to like I couldn't breathe. Like, it was the worst thing. The other one, like with the taste, I actually went to St. Augustine Lighthouse and two little girls drowned there.
I love Augustine.
Yeah. I experienced that, the salt in my nose and in my mouth and stuff like that too. I didn't realize I was haunted until I was 25, if that makes sense. Like, I always thought I just went to a lot of haunted places. I mean, obviously I knew I could see stuff way before that, but I thought we were just always staying in haunted hotels and stuff like that. But then, like, when I started, like, researching stuff and finding out that they weren't haunted, but then there was a cemetery down the street, I was like, oh, it's me. I'm haunted, you know? Because we are, like, beacons to them. Even if we're not paying attention or we close off our senses, they still can tell that it's up. I have another really funny story. They took a pup from... I'll send you a link to the pub, okay? It's in Delray Beach. I think it's called the Blue Anchor. I'm not 100% sure. I will actually link the website for everybody too. It came from the UK to Delray Beach, Florida. And supposedly it's haunted by the, like, one of the bar witches that were there, right? And my ex-husband didn't want to go in, but I wanted to go in. So I started picking on him. And my ex-husband's always was kind of like, you know what I'm saying, like, with my senses and stuff. And I was picking on him. I'm like, oh, there's a ghost. Well, something freaking hit me in the eye, like a quarter or something. There was no trees or nothing. So there was nothing around. It hit me in my eye. And my ex-husband went to me and he goes, out of all people, you should know better. And I turned around to the bar. And I'm like, I am so sorry. But yeah, it was like she flipped a coin at me, which would be how she would have gotten tipped back then, you know? Yeah. Don't tease ghosts.
I've had some crazy stories. When we were kids, I grew up in a small town. Like, when mm-hmm. I small town, I mean, it wasn't even on the map until I was 11.
Okay. So, like, small town.
Yeah. Like, you blink your eye and you're through it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is an old school in this town, mm-hmm. and it is definitely 110% haunted. Kids died in there. People mm-hmm. want to bury the secrets and the hidden knowledge and everything else that's within that school, but it's mm-hmm. definitely 100% haunted. We were walking, me and my friends, the one day, we were walking up to the park, because to get to the park, you have to pass the school.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to look right up at the second story window, and there's this girl standing in there. And, like,
oh, yeah.
I could see them plain as day. She had blonde hair. She had green eyes. She had freckles on her face. She was a little darker complex. Like, she had tanner skin. And she was wearing a white dress, like a school uniform type dress, like that you were supposed to wear back, like that you would wear in the olden days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, hey guys, who's that? Do you think she wants to play?
And they're like, there's nobody there.
And they both looked up, looked at me, looked up. They're like, what are you talking about? And I was like, nobody. I don't know. Maybe I'm just seeing things.
I've been looked at like I've been on drugs, and I'm like, if you don't know me.
One of the two of those same friends out of that group, a couple months later, was in the school with me. We snuck in. We weren't supposed to.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're kids. Mm-hmm. So we snuck in, and we ran up to the second story, and we were just checking things out, and here we were told somebody was coming because somebody had told somebody that we were in the school, and we all freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
So we instantly ducked down so that they couldn't see us through the windows, and we were trying to plan out, figuring out how many doors were in the school and what direction would be the best way to get out without being So while we're sitting there, quiet as quiet can be, all of a sudden we hear marbles roll across the floor in the hallway in front of us, there was no marbles. And then all of a sudden we hear two little kids giggle, a little boy and a little girl giggle as, you know, it was a joke or something. And then the door slammed. All of the doors in that building were locked. We tried them all.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, so do you guys believe me about the little girl yet?
Right.
Nope. Managed to get out of there without being caught, by the way.
Yeah. And I think it's weird. Why? I mean, I guess I still get physical manifestations. So I'm not going to say you don't get them anymore as adults. Actually, I had to that my son can see, too. So he can see as well. Okay. My great grandmother was having the church, like she was psychic too, so very medium, right? But she didn't know it. She was in Catholic and she had a brother that was a priest. So my grandma said growing up, she remembers her mom having the house that blessed weekly because she saw dead people. So like mine was when I started talking about seeing people, like that was something that was normal for us, you know? But this was when I was moving to Kodiak. We were driving across country. So it started with my ex-husband. We drove. The Coast Guard didn't give him enough leave because he already lived in Kodiak. So I had to, he got to drive through the main U.S., which is great, you know? They gave him enough leave for that. Well, then they did not give him enough leave. He had to go back to work for us to get through Canada to the Alcan to Kodiak. Like, he can meet me in Anchorage, and then he would have, like, 2 weeks off when we get there, right? So he flew back with the cat, which is really weird because my cat's my familiar, right? So it was just me, the kid, the guinea pigs, and the dog. And we did take a ferry, okay? So we took a ferry up to Haines, and then we had to drive over the border and then get to, I want to say it was Tok, Alaska. I want to say it was one of those like border towns, right? But I had to do it within a day. Okay. I have Wells Fargo. This is definitely Wells Fargo protects you, but it's a pain in the butt too. Driving through Canada, when you go on the Alcan, you can lose service and there's nobody around. So it's like, if you see a gas station, you need to fill up. Okay. So we get to a gas station. I go to put my card in and it declines because I'm in Canada and Wells Fargo is like, what the heck, you know? So I try it again. It declines. Their little thingamabobber was closed.
Sorry. Apologize.
No worry.
Everything.
They won't hear it when it goes on, but we'll just let them know the dog's barking. So they're trying to figure out why we're like, what's going on? So I get to there. And I'm like panicking because it's just me by myself. So I get in the car and close the door because I absolutely don't want anybody to know that I am basically stranded. I call my GPS wasn't working either because we didn't have the Canadian plan. So I close the door, get on the phone with my ex-husband talking like this, you know, telling him that the card's not working and can he call so that I can make phone calls and my GPS can catch up. Well, a car pulls up and it didn't dawn on me that they said this. So a car pulls up after I have that conversation. So there's absolutely no way I could understand if they would have known. But it didn't dawn on me because I was in like my distress or whatever, right? And so they were like, oh, we heard you say that your card wasn't working. Do you want us to pay for your gas? So I'm like, no, it's okay. I'm going to call the bank. It's fine. I'm just waiting for my husband, because of course it was my husband at that time, to tell me that my service is working, you know, because I'm sitting in Canada with Florida license plates by myself with a kid, you know. And then they were like, okay, well, do you want us to drive to the border with you? Well, that's another 7 hours. And I was like, thank you so much. But no, they did not get gas. They drove away. Okay. And you know how you get that voice in your head that says, try the card again? I tried the card again. It worked. And I had not called Wells Fargo yet. Yeah. So I sat back down and I looked at my son and my son was like, who are they? I'm like, I think they were angels because, yeah, I will bet you it was a couple that died on the Alcan.
Probably.
I will bet you that's what it was.
They were definitely there in your rescue, 100%.
Yep.
Robbie, if you stop, I'm going to strangle you. I am so sorry.
No worries. But I kid you not, I get to Canada or to Alaska, go to fill up my tank, and my card's back off again.
That's crazy.
I
can say I have always seen what I consider my angel. Hold on, let me get him out of my
room. Okay.
That way I don't have to keep talking over his barking.
Yeah.
I apologize.
No worries.
I have always seen what I consider my guardian angel, and that is my grandmother Grace, my dad's mom.
Okay.
I have never met her physically. She had passed away from breast cancer long before my parents ever even met.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even know what she looked like.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what until my daughter was born, and I brought her up to meet her uncle Corey, my dad's brother, and he had pictures of her laying across his table. And that's actually when it clicked with me that I have been seeing her my whole life. I've been calling her my grandma Grace, but I couldn't actually say that it was her. And I have always seen her when things have been rough. Like, she sent my daughter to sleep at night when she would wake up and I would hear her, you know, coo, and I'd run, check her out. She'd be standing over here singing to her. And she's like the only one that I can still see the same way I used to see them. If I do see any type of spirit, it's usually more so see-through, but I can still everything.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, I'm like, why is it changes, you know?
You know, it's crazy because when I'm talking to one of my deities, Freya or Fenrir, I see them as clearly as I see you.
Yeah.
But not everything is the same way for me anymore.
Yeah.
I've known she was my guardian angel. She had, apparently, when I was a baby, she was there to catch me when I fell off the bed, when my mom had fallen asleep with me on her chest. And when my mom realized that I was missing, not that it was very long or anything, she realized I was missing and I was laying on the ground. What was right next to my head was a nail sticking up.
Oh, wow. That could have killed you with how soft.
My mom had always said that she's felt her presence when she was living with my pap, and then to see her and when I was growing up, and then to see her with my kid, it started really clicking. And I think she has been one of the most influential to keep me open to my abilities. She's definitely my guardian angel.
Yeah.
Talk about medium. If we're going to keep going down the medium line,
yeah.
One of my craziest, I think creepiest, still actually gives me the shivers to this day.
Mm-hmm.
We all know there's good and evil. There's always a yin to a yang. Do I believe that it is defined the way Christianity makes it? No. I have had this discussion with my mom on 1,001 occasions, and she's a Christian witch herself. So it's funny because we're on the same page with a lot of things, but I believe there is, you know, there's always a good and there's an evil. Well, me and my best friend, James, when we were teenagers, there's a book that tells you the most haunted places in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So we went, there was one of those places is the cemetery right across from our high school.
What a place for a cemetery.
It's crazy. It's great. So the rule goes, there's angel statues. So you walk through the gate, there's three different entries to the gate to walk through the front gate. Now you can sneak in through the back way too if you really want to, but there's three gates. So in the middle, you go down a little bit, and then there's these two angel statues that sit there. It is said that when the sun goes down, you are not to go through the angels.
Okay.
Because you will attract the evil that's within the cemetery. Because not all the spirits there are good spirits. Me and my friends are idiots, and we decided to test that theory one night.
No.
And
I already see where this is going.
So let's put this into perspective. Yeah. We had a good 8 inches or better of snow. Like, it was up to my knees.
Okay.
If you stomped on the snow, no matter how hard you stomp on snow, there is always snow underneath your footprints, correct?
Yep.
Okay. I just need to make that a very known statement for a second.
And you're not running fast because of how deep the snow is, too. There would be more than just footprints. There'll be, like, drag marks. Yep.
So we are walking through this cemetery, and we decided to walk right through the angels, and we just keep on walking. Everything's fine for about 10 seconds. And then the whole atmosphere changed. We could feel the change drastically. Mm-hmm. And we happen to look down, and there's these footprints that weren't there before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, none. There's footprints everywhere. It's a cemetery. People are going to say whatever to their loved ones, so on and so forth. But these were not there. These were cowboy boots with the spurs.
Ooh.
Dude was definitely a size 11.
Mm-hmm.
And they led right back to a specific grave. This grave, you can't really read the name or the date on it. It is marked, but you can't. It's one of the older graves within the cemetery. It's way in the back.
Okay, yeah.
So we decided to continue to follow these all the way back there. And we get back to this tombstone. And I just looked at James and it's like, so I don't feel like we should be here right now. I was like, I think we really made a bad decision. Like, this was definitely a horrible idea. He looked at me and he's like, you know, I'm actually starting to get the same feeling. No sooner does he say that, we hear this full-on cackle, like that old movie star, deep voice, outlaw cowboy cackle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt a hot breath on me. And we were standing like a good bit apart. And mind you, none. I had a scarf on. I'm bundled. It is cold. And I am now hot.
Okay. Yep.
This is now not okay. I looked up and all I seen was red eyes and sharpened white teeth and a black face. Like, nothing.
Oh my goodness.
Through the internal of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a cowboy hat on and the cowboy boots with spurs. I looked at James and I was like, we need to go now.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, are not running that fast.
Yeah.
We're running as fast as we can, but we're not running that fast. And we hear the spurs clicking every step this dude's taking. Now, he's walking, but his footsteps are, like, wide.
Yeah.
So, we were going to get out of the cemetery, and we're running up the road. This thing, whatever it was definitely evil. It was some kind of evil being. He chased us all the way up the street and around the corner. We got a good 4 houses down after we rounded the corner, turned around, and he stood on the corner of that. Before he turned around, he stood on the corner, winked at us, laughed, and said, I'll see you again someday. And
oh my God,
walked away. I've never stepped foot back in that cemetery since.
I bet. And I bet he hits another witch's house with a warding. I bet they knew what happened there, and that's why he couldn't go any further.
Yep.
You know, I will.
Thinking about that back then, you know, I was a teen. I was just terrified at this point. And I've been seeing things my whole entire life, but this is the first time I've encountered something so dark. And I'm dark. That was pure evil. I don't know what was manifested in that thing. But I went from being freezing and shivering and cold to I was sweating.
Yeah.
That was a definitely creepy, creepy one for me.
I wonder if he was a outlaw and like he killed a lot, because I honestly believe a lot of your demonic like hauntings are bad human souls.
Yeah, because
you know,
are honestly the worst creatures on the planet. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, we're the mm-hmm. ones that want war and destruction, and we cause famine, and we cause mm-hmm. the nature to deplete.
Yeah,
all the time. Like, if it wasn't for us, nature would be free. So yeah, I can agree with you on that. I agree 100%.
Yeah, too bad it didn't, because of not being able to see the name, you can't look into it to see either. But I will bet you he was an outlaw that killed a lot of people, did all that really bad stuff back then, and that was like his doom is now.
I think somebody definitely either had a warding on their home, or they already knew about this malevolent spirit, and they had him trapped in a specific area. Like, he just couldn't leave this specific area. He had this much room, but he mm-hmm. can't go any further. But I'll never step foot back in there.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Because he's waiting for you. I mean, it doesn't matter. He knows your life force, you know? But when you were telling the story, what I saw, which you would understand this, so I kind of have to, like, explain it to other people. I was seeing that, and I saw, like, the wall that he stopped. Oh, like, that's something about being, like, a medium, too, and, like, having psychic abilities and stuff like that, especially when you're so connected with Oracle stuff. I bet you that corner house, if they didn't have their house, something at some point knew that spirit was in there, and they trapped it there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's a terrible place to have a cemetery across from a school, but I think that's probably why they did a specific wording, you know, to protect children.
Oh, yeah, because kids are stupid.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, we're going to do everything you tell them not to do, so, yep.
Kids will be kids.
Yeah. Oh, and talking about guardians. Okay, so my son, his guardian's my grandfather. He's never met my grandfather. My grandfather was the one that passed away when I was 13. So when I was coming in my senses. So he actually was my first death I sensed. So I grew up living with, kind of like how I live with my mom and grandma now, because I'm helping take care of my grandma. I grew up with my mom, my grandma, and my grandpa. So I always live with them. And he had throat cancer, and he was, I'm going to start crying. I haven't cried about this in like forever, because it's been a long time. He was supposed to have 24-hour hospice care. So it was like end-of-life stuff. The day that he died, I was at school, and I got to the corner of the house, and I looked down, and I saw that, like, there wasn't a car there, so it meant there was no 24-hour, but I'm a kid, I'm 13, I was like, oh, that's weird, maybe it hasn't started yet, you're right, you know? As loud as I'm talking to you, somebody said Grandpa died. Like, blood, just like that. But being a kid, I kind of just shrugged it off. I go to the house, and my grandma tries to tell me that he died without telling me he died, but she had to like tell me he died because I just wasn't getting it. I had dreams about him for the next 3 days, and only I knew he was dead. So then let's fast forward. Whenever he comes, I smell cigarette smoke, because that's what I equate him with, because he always smoked. He smoked like a chimney when I was growing up. I'm sure I'm going to end up with lung cancer because of secondhand smoke, because he smoked like a chimney, you know? So I had my son and I almost died. Like, it was a really, really hard pregnancy, whatever, right? I was inside my house in Kodiak. No windows were open. I mean, it was freezing outside. No windows were open, nothing. It was a very cold, I want to say it was like August. It may have been right after I brought him home too. So like July, August. So there's no way I was smelling cigarette smoke from the neighbors, nor was anywhere close enough to smell it.
Yeah.
I was sitting there, and he started tracking at the week old or however old he was, and he started laughing. I smelled the cigarette smoke. I tell you, I left him on the ground on his, having his tummy time, and called my mom, called my grandma, and said, Grandpa just came and visited me. And like I said, my mom and grandma don't question it. When I say something, they take like my instinct and stuff like that. They never like question stuff like that. And my grandma's like, probably, you know? So then let's fast forward to when Logan was 3. So he started seeing stuff when he was 3, which I did too, but like you never really know what you're seeing at that young. And he described my grandpa. My grandpa had all my memories I have of him, even though he has different clothes, he had this favorite black and red flannel shirt, right? Mm-hmm. He was standing in his other grandpa's house. So this isn't even like connected to anything. And Logan tells me that he sees somebody, right? And it turns out that it was my grandpa. He described my grandpa at 3 years old to the T.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I have a similar experience with my daughter. My daughter can see them as mm-hmm. well, which is, it just runs in the family, to be completely honest. My mom can't necessarily see them all the time. Mm-hmm. She smells them and hears mm-hmm. them. I don't know so much on my dad, but I know for a fact he hears them because I've mm-hmm. definitely heard him have a full-on conversation with his mother, my grandma. Yeah. My best friend, talk about hard conversations.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend had passed away in 2018.
Okay.
He was my ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
He was super, super close with my daughter, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the one day, she was out in the playroom, and all of a sudden, I just heard her laughing and giggling and, you know, having the time of her life. She was an only kid at that time. I have now 6 more children, my boys, but she was an only kid at that point. So to hear her laughing and giggling wasn't necessarily the most usual for her, not in that extent.
Yeah.
I would hear her giggle and laugh, but not to that extent unless somebody was talking to her. Well, at that point in time, I guess my best friend didn't want me to know that he was necessarily there in spirit. Yeah. You have those. It actually took up until last year for me to actually finally have contact with him again. So, you know. She looked right at me and goes, Uncle Ty's here, Ma. Uncle Ty's here. He's making me laugh. He's tickling me.
Oh.
I was like, okay, I'll leave you to it. She goes, he comes and tucks me in at night too, Ma.
Aww. Oh my goodness.
And that went on for quite a few years. That's what I kept hearing from her. So she definitely has 2 of them watching over her.
Yeah.
I think that was definitely the one that caught me off guard with. That was the first time I ever heard her talk about seeing anybody. I mean, I knew she'd seen her grandma. She wasn't old enough to talk at that point.
Yeah.
She was still a baby. So, not baby, but, you know, still not using words yet. Babbling at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew she could see her, but she couldn't say that. She knew who Ty was. And she described him, too. Like, he wore the same outfit all the time when he would be with her, which was his usual black t-shirt and black shorts or black pants. And he's a weirdo. He always wore a hoodie, even in the middle of summer. Oh, like he described his purple hoodie to a T, and she's roughly the same age as your son was. And I'm like, you can't make that up.
Mm-mm.
Can't make that up.
No.
I don't care who you are. You can't make that up.
No. No. And she may not remember because of how young she was, too. There's no way to make that up, you know?
Yeah.
And they will. And they're so honest and young, like when they're young like that. So there is no way. But yeah, when he told me he saw that, although he did have one that kind of scared me, he was seeing somebody in my backyard with no hands and no feet running around. And I'm like, oh, at least they're outside, but like, let's not. So the way my house is, there's no cemeteries directly close to us, but I'm like in the middle of like 5 of them. Like, in our apartment, it was far worse for me and my son because we were literally across the street from the cemetery. And they were building new houses on the other side of the road. So, you know, everything was always... Those houses are so haunted. It may have calmed down now because it's been there. But, you know, everybody in the cemetery wants to see what's going on. Because some people don't leave. They don't cross over. They stay, you know. I don't know why they stay in the cemetery, you know.
My problem is I live right up against two main mountain ranges, one for Pennsylvania and one that goes across multiple states. It's the Appalachia.
Okay, yep.
There has been how many counts of murders that have happened up there in just the Appalachia alone. I can tell you, just like I know there's suicides, my air quotes, that nobody can see, but the suicide happen up there, and I'm right up against it. So, like, I may not live in near an actual cemetery, but I might as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People We're getting lost.
Right.
Yep. Oh, speaking of mountains, Bigfoot. I have like two stories that I have to share too. I went to Mount St. Helens, and you know how they say, like, if they're around, you'll feel like you're being watched. I kid you not, we were walking through this one part and it felt like I was being watched completely all the time. I did not know Bigfoot was like a thing there until, like, we go to a shopping, like a little gift shop, and they have this huge Bigfoot. And I was like, I didn't see anything, but I felt like I was being watched. I usually don't have issue with elementals because I'm so respectful of the earth. So, you know.
I'm the same way. I'm all about me and the earth and all my elements. I represent the elements on all of my altars because they are definitely one of my biggest things to work with. I've had some weird, weird things happen in the woods.
And I
just chalk that up to the fact that, again, I live right alongside the Appalachia.
Yeah,
anything is possible.
Are there mines near you too? Because I know mines will cause a lot. Like, those mine towns are really haunted.
Yeah. Well, there's a big Lycans is only 10 minutes from me, so we have a lot, couple towns within a 30 minute range of me, because I live in the backwoods of nowhere. So most of it is mining, and then, you know, I'm in PA, so we also have that's fun. That's a fun time. And again, Gettysburg is definitely my most favorite. If you really want to test your mediumship out, Gettysburg definitely the right place to go. I'm trying to make my way back out there. It's only 2 hours from me.
Really nice.
I want to make my way back out there for that. I don't know, like I said, this is my year, and with me testing in with the necromancy, it's definitely the best place to go.
Remember when you did your live on the folklore and you were talking about Wendigo and I showed you the picture behind you? I'm like, hey, just so you know, like, was that normally there?
That is, and that had to have only been there for so long, because no sooner did you send that, I looked behind me and I was like, nope, it's definitely not usually there.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing.
Because I think I caught that on the replay, because I watched it live and I didn't notice it then. But when I watched the replay, I took that picture because I was like, huh. I was like, is there something normally there? Because I always debunk by looking for normal things too. So I was like, I would not go out tonight. I mean, I know you were just teaching, but let's just not.
I try to watch it. It's so hard for me to come up with certain lives, and because I've been working on the Appalachian series.
Yeah.
It's something that I'm personally struggling with teaching, not because it's hard to teach, but because I'm afraid to say certain things. One, because I don't want to upset all of the culture. I don't want to upset what lives right behind me.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I sent you that picture, because I'm like, I know where you live. Let's not. Oh, and then here's a statement you will never hear. A jackalope saved my life.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know they actually are supposed to be ominous, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were driving at night through Wyoming. Never do that. Do not do that. There's aliens. Logan and I swear there's aliens. And there are big, big deer or, you know, antelope or caribou or whatever. Like, I don't know what we almost ran into. So we were driving down the road. I was looking out the window. And I kid you not, next to this mailbox, there was a jackalope. Looking full-on spirit animal. I mean, it was definitely a spirit animal, right? I looked out the window. My cat was on the dashboard, okay? I go to my ex-husband. I go, I just saw a jackalope. He was like, oh. 5 seconds later, he's slamming on the brakes because there are There's antelope crossing the street. And they panicked. He stopped where there's like an inch between one of them and us.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And like, I grabbed the cat off of the dashboard. We stopped. We had to sit there because we had to wait for this huge herd to go by, right? And I went to Joey and I was like, that jackalope just saved our life because I recognized that it was there. You know, because I literally said to him, I'm like, hey, we should slow down. Because I swear I just saw a jackalope. And like I said, he doesn't question me. Yeah, we were in a little Honda Civic and he literally turned that car sideways in the road, slamming on the brakes. If we would have hit something, it definitely would have killed the cat. Probably would have killed me and him because we were in the front seat, you know. But yeah, I grabbed the cat off of the dashboard and put him in my lap. And I was just like, oh my gosh.
That's,
you know,
crazy. That just happened.
Yeah.
Crazy. My husband's been seeing a random white dog.
Oh.
It has been seen. He's seen it like when I'm in my room and the door's open, because 90% of the time the door's open. And he has seen it leave my room as if it was beckoning me to follow it, but I haven't seen it. I've felt presence, like, I've felt the presence of it, but I've never actually seen it. And he said that's happened numerous times. And then recently, he's seen a woman. And then I know there's something going on here. And I'm telling you, when I say I protect our home, I mean I protect our home ridiculously. And I know there's definitely something here. Mm-hmm. Because I've heard random footsteps go up and down our stairs to the basement when everybody's in bed.
Mm.
And the only dog that goes up and down those stairs is mine. And he's always back here with me. I've heard random coughing when nobody's downstairs, and it definitely sounds like a horse, you know, old man cough. And I'm not the only one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely weird.
Yeah. Maybe somebody passed away in the house. Like, my house is haunted, but it's haunted by my grandpa because he passed away. Literally, right where I'm sitting is where he passed away. You know, when I first moved into his bedroom. So my mom, my grandma, and my grandpa did not share a bedroom because she broke her hip. She broke her hip when I was a baby. So from that point on, he was up and down all night and she couldn't take it because of the pain. So he had his own room. My mom and I shared a room, and then she had her own room. So when he passed away, I got her room. So the only place my bed could be is where his bed was. And he passed away in his bed. Me being weird, now I have it straight because I don't care. I mean, I literally have a Santa Maria altar above my bed. So I literally have death above my bed now. But when I was little, I would always have it on an angle, you know? So I know my house is haunted by him. You know, he'll be here probably until all of us move, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, what kind of dog did your husband see? Was it like a wolf or?
I don't know. I would see if it's a wolf, it makes sense because wolf is one of my spirit animals. So that would honestly make sense. But he just says a white fluffy dog.
Which could be a wolf. Like, for some reason, I'm seeing like a wolf or a husky. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What animals are you doing in our series? Are you doing a wolf?
Mm-hmm.
I thought so. I bet you. I bet you it's a wolf.
Wolf.
I bet you that's it.
what was it, Wolf, Raven, and like two others that I'm doing, because I didn't, I wanted to, I knew certain ones a lot of people would definitely choose, and I'm like, I just want to make sure that I get the wolf. Like that's my biggest one, because that is my spirit animal.
Mm-hmm.
I love wolves. That's how I would see my death, is I'd go and be like, cuddly puppy.
Right. Yep.
Cuddly puppy.
I wanted to hug a bear once. I'll have to send you the picture.
I was a good two from a bear cub when I was...
Oh, that's not a good place to be.
I went to go... Oh, me and my mom were recycling. I was still a kid at that point. We went to go over to the recycling bins, and I wasn't paying attention. We were just pulling out the bins and everything, and I went to start walking over to the recycling bin, and I stopped midway through it because I looked and there's a bear.
Yep.
And nope. I was just like, I went back to the, I took a picture of it. I went back to the car, sat down and closed the door. Because wherever the cub is, mama's not too far behind.
Yep. Yeah, that's why I said not a good place to be. Yeah. In Kodiak. I don't know how many times I called military police in Kodiak because of bears. I remember my son was born in Kodiak. So, like, beginning of marriage, we lived in Kodiak. And then towards his retirement, we lived in Kodiak. So, like, his last tour was Kodiak so that my son could see where he was from. So I was walking to induce labor because I was just having like cramps and I was miserable. And I started to walk down and I saw ears at the trash. And I mean, I'm sure you had bear trash too. Like, so they really can't get into it unless somebody forgets. I saw the ears popped up. I slowly turned around, went the other way. I had that look and I grabbed the phone and my ex is like, you saw a bear, didn't you? I was like, oh yeah. Yeah, sure did. And then the last time we went, I've called multiple times. We lived on base and we were leaving the movie theater. And I'm like on my cell phone because the bear is running towards the movie theater, you know. Now, they don't do anything to the bears. Obviously, they scare them off. But they will be aware and tell wherever you're at to know that there's no bear, you know. And then we went, when I said I wanted to hug a bear, we were doing a touristy thing. Somebody was visiting us. We went down and we saw the bear, and it was a young bear and he was so cute. And like my pictures look like I'm right up on him, but I'm not. I'm like on a bridge and he's like 100 feet away, you know, probably a little bit more than that. We started coming over. I'm like, I want to hug him, but I know that means death, you know.
I'm telling you.
Yep. Yeah. For my animals, I think I have like 7 spirit animals.
I think I have like 4. I know for a fact it's a raven and a wolf. I once might have threw penguin in there.
You did, yes. Yeah, because I know.
Penguins are one of my favorite animals. Penguins and wolves. I collect penguins, everything penguins.
Uh-huh.
I have so many stuffed penguins, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my son's spirit animal is a penguin, which is so funny because mine's an orca.
There you go.
He's like, yours eat mine. I did orca. I did crow. So we should probably do our two close together or even do a duel for that because they're so close. The raven and the crow.
Yeah.
Peacock. I want to say dolphin too. But I remember I had my cards and I was thinking about it, and then like 4 cards fell out. You remember I said the picture. I'm like, well, I guess I'm doing on these animals too. So yeah. But yes, we have a spirit animal series coming up too. I find myself like doing so much with the lives. Like I can't not just do one a week or one a month.
Like I limit myself during certain times of the year with sports seasons and stuff because my daughter does softball and I usually coach her spring season, and actually this year I'm head coaching her team for spring season.
Fun.
And then my boys usually do soccer. Now, only one of them's doing spring soccer this year. So
okay.
Don't have to worry too much about chaos. And then come fall, my daughter will be back into softball because we do it twice a year, which I think is stupid, but hey, whatever. I only say that because by September to October, depending on the year, it's either still nice or we have snow.
Yeah.
So I think it's stupid. But then my other boy wants to do basketball. My daughter's thinking about doing basketball since she'll be in the middle school next year. So, like, it gets a little crazy during certain times of the year. So, I kind of just limit myself at this point. Plus, I'm trying a new leaf this year. I have a motto that I am sticking to. And I'm hoping that it helps me actually get a little bit further. Because I felt very stagnant recently in my craft.
Me too.
I don't know. I think it's just in the air.
Yeah, that's why I'm excited about the necromancy. That's why I was so excited, because I didn't know you were doing it. I just wanted to know. Yep. Nice. Because I knew you were doing, like, I know you mentioned bone tossing, which is for throwing. That's why I asked you. And then you're like, oh, I'm doing necromancy too. I'm like, great, we could be partners on it. Because Persephone has been harassing me for 5 years to get into necromancy.
Okay. Yep. See, my thing is, I'm trying to figure out whom I want, whom to work with for my necromancy. Okay, so my deities, my main two are Freya and Hel. I also work with Fenrir and Anubis. Three out of the four are death gods or gods.
Yeah.
Freya is the goddess of love, war, and death. Beauty.
Yeah.
Hel, goddess of the underworld in Norse mythology, and Anubis, alongside Osiris, does death for Egypt. And I'm like, what do you want to work with that?
And right?
For thinking on it, I decided that I'm just going to do a sit-down full meditation session and have them tell me.
Want to be, like, somebody completely different? Like,
mine too. Like, I just want somebody to tell me, because I don't want to play spin the wheel and get it wrong and they get upset with me. I want to, especially, you know, with the necromancy, once you make your, bear with me, I need to put my phone in real quick. Once you pick your person, you are supposed to seal, seal your tools with their seal and to make the bond stronger for when you do your workings. So I don't want to be like, well, I'm going to bond it all with Freya's seal today. And then she be like, nah,
you I don't want to
be working with this today. This ain't for me. I want to do this with you instead. You know, because she's been my personal coach.
Yeah.
I go to her for all my, like, main issues, I guess you can say. She's like another mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, with Hel, I don't want to put her seal on and her be like, didn't we just talk about the shadow work stuff? Like, isn't that what we own or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
And then with Anubis, my biggest issue with Anubis is just the fact that I don't have an altar specific to him yet. I have Hel and Fenrir share an altar. Because those two have agreed to it. They have, and because they coexist with each other anyway. They're brother and sister. So they're cool. They're cool with it. I made sure that they were cool with it. And they also shared that same altar with my ancestors.
Okay, yeah.
Because I feel the most connection to them when I have Hel nearby, because I feel like she helps open that bridge for me sometimes. Because
yeah.
I can, again, talk to spirits, all different types of spirits all day long. But for me and my loved ones, it's a harder time to connect with them. And I need that extra, and Hel understands that. Yeah. So that altar is all like in one, and then I got nothing for him. I mean, she said, you know, if I need to offer and I want to work with him, I can use her altar upon occasions. But Anubis doesn't like that. He wants his own.
No, yeah. Yep. And that's the thing about these Hecate is like that too. She wants something completely for herself. Apollo and Artemis, at least with me, will not share. And it's funny because they're twins. They will not.
Freya is very odd, too. Freya is a hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
Only time Freya is okay with her altar being used in a way with others is during Yule. When mm-hmm. I'm doing the traditions, because I go through the Norse traditions, so...
Yeah.
Well, I can only have, I'm not trying to make 50 million altars.
Exactly.
And I honor each god and goddess on their nights and stuff like that. So she's agreed to work with me for that. But outside of that, she doesn't want to share anymore. That's why I had to make her.
Yeah. And people are going to be like, wow. But it's true. Like, I need to make another altar, too, because now I'm working with Lilith. One of the reasons why I haven't worked with Persephone yet, and obviously that's who I'd be working with necromancy, because she came to me, so obviously it's her, you know, is because she comes with Hades.
That makes
sense.
And
Hades is like a god. Like, you need to do your devotions to him. He needs his own space. Obviously, he'll share with her, but he demands, like, all this stuff. And I think that's why I haven't gone into necromancy, is because of him. Not because I'm scared of him, but because for the longest time, and he's probably who caused my car accident, if you think about it. Because for the longest time, I didn't have the time to spend with. Just give him that. Give him something every day. Santa Marente is the same way. I am not a devotee to her, so I think that's why I can get away with not being so devoted with her. But I hear about it. Yeah. Like, I won't, because I have not been devoting to her like I should be. I will not ask her for anything, because
I don't blame.
It's been a minute. Yeah, it's been a minute. She needs, like, Halloween time, it's 100% her, but I'm not disciplined enough yet. So, like, and I hear about it. Like, stuff will start falling off on my head. I'm like, okay, I've got to clean you. I've got to give you new, offerings and stuff like that. But I'm also aware that I'm not...
just an incantation for her in my necromancy jar. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I don't think I'm ready to have that kind of connection. Not because she scares me, but because she's a lot.
She is. Yep.
Freya is a lot enough for me, and so is Hel. Hel is, like, she has recently been yelling at me in her own little way because I haven't given her any, like, true devotions recently. So I haven't asked her anything either.
This just came off my wall as I was talking about it.
Lucky for me.
No, yeah.
Hel is downstairs. Freya, however, she's definitely listening.
I have to. I gotta get her new flowers and new stuff. And I've always had to call to Santa Marita too. Like, when I was in Spanish, it's like, pick a holiday. I always picked, you know,
Dia de los Muertos.
Yep.
The celebrations. I love how they honor the dead. I really do. I've always enjoyed the Spanish aspect. I learned Spanish since I was like 3. It's not in my family, but my mom taught it to me, and then I learned it in school, and I learned their customs. But I love learning traditions of other places.
Yeah.
It's amusing and amazing to see how different the world is outside of here.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to go to Mexico and go see that. There is a town There's a town that is completely devoted to her, too. Like, they will crawl on their knees to her. Like, when we say she's a lot, she is a lot. Like, you know? And I know she's a lot.
Temple.
Yep. Yeah, and I know she's a lot, and I know I don't give her enough attention to work with her. So, yeah. When I start necromancy, I have to pick it up because I can't ignore that she's been calling to me. But yeah, I don't ask her for anything right now because I'm not devoted like I should be. And that's what it's going to be like with Hades too, is like I have to make sure I can give that to him because I'm not trying to sabotage myself either.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. I don't necessarily, recently the devotion is I'm trying to more so, when my boys are down in the basement on the weekends, mm-hmm. that's where my altar is for hell, mm-hmm. so I don't go down there on the weekends mm-hmm. to really devote to her. Now, I think she's finally understood. We actually recently had a chit-chat
mm-hmm.
because I was tired of her giving me bad things because mm-hmm. I wasn't devoting to her. I would find something new off of my altar that shouldn't have been off my altar, or things yeah. gone missing that shouldn't have gone missing, and I know my uh-huh. kids didn't get into it.
Uh-huh. I brought the fairies in last year because it was cold, and I left them in too long, and my spoons went missing. Like, all my spoons.
Oh.
This year, they're outside. They can freeze. Not really. Don't really mean that. I still have my Christmas trees up because of that part of the tradition where you bring them in for the fairies. They're going to go down on the first. But yeah. So I'm sure they're in my trees. And I put bells on them. And I kid you not, last year, the bells were out. Yeah. Yeah. They were. Yeah. But I left them in way too long because I have an outdoor altar. Artemis does allow me to do this because she gets the whole top. It's a bookshelf, an old bookshelf that I took a greenhouse cover on it. So because I have that greenhouse cover on it, she lets me do it because I technically, like, the top is hers and it's sealed off to the fairies. So I have her altar on the very top, and then I have a fairy garden, and then it goes out into the garden. So last year I brought all the statues in. And left them in too long.
Me and my daughter are just about done with my fairy garden. She finished hers uh-huh. last year, but because mine wasn't done, she refused mm-hmm. to cut hers out.
Gotcha, yeah.
And I was, so this spring I promised her that we would mm-hmm. definitely do that. And she wants me to help her make a fairy circle out of our willow tree bark.
Okay.
She can see through it to see the fairies uh-huh. when we put their gardens outside.
Oh, I love that. Now, when you bring them in, be careful because they do come in with them. And don't leave them in until you log.
Put something over top of them and they can yeah. just heat up themselves for the winter.
Yeah.
Because I don't need them tormenting the dogs.
No, and they do. They do. No, I'm dead serious when I say all my spoons are gone. So now I actually zip up the greenhouse so it's nice and warm in there. So do that. Just do the greenhouse, you know. But that was me being like, I want to completely redo it, you know. Yeah, do not do that. I also was like initiated into the Unseelie Court. And I always forget that. Always forget that until I go out at night and they run up on me. But don't do anything because they recognize me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Because you don't want to be around if an Unseelie is around, you know?
Yeah.
Me slurping. Wow, we actually talked for an hour just on mediumship, which is kind of funny.
Yeah. Get me started on it. I can talk. Because it's something natural because it's a big part okay. of life.
Yeah. When we started talking, I think I saw your grandma. Because I saw, it was like a green, purplish energy over your right shoulder.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
She's always near somewhere. Especially if I'm back here in my room by myself. She always comes in to check on me. I had a real bad issue with depression. So if I'm in my room in any way, whether I'm talking to somebody or not, she always has to come make sure that I'm in here for not a bad reason.
Gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. Which is good because she's watching you too. Yeah, because at first I thought it was your aura, but I'm like, why is it all on one side? And then it kind of took, I didn't see her, so I didn't see what she looked like, but it kind of took a shape. I'm like, oh, it's a guide. All right, that's fine. I was like, are you stressed? Like, your aura is all...
I mean, I am, if that's any consolation.
Was she good with, like, plants and stuff like that? Do you know anything about her?
Nobody talks about her. Okay. That's the worst. That's honestly the worst for me. Is the most I get is, you look just like her. You remind me of your grandma. You have your eyes of your grandma. Your grandma Grace would be proud of you. Okay. That's cool. Can somebody talk to me about her? No.
Right.
It's a really touchy subject. My pap, he'll talk if I push hard enough.
Yeah, gotcha.
He's about the only one that really will. My dad was in a bad place when she passed. He wasn't even in the house. Like, he was in a real bad place, so he won't talk about her. And the same with my Uncle Corey.
Gotcha.
And the only other brother that could talk about her, he's handicapped.
Gotcha.
So it's a little bit more difficult to get him to say something. He's more about, we're going to get him and wrestling and you're going down and just, he does not comprehend
that. Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, plus, he may still see her.
Oh, I know he does.
Just like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
He said that he sees her 110%. We've heard him have conversations with her. You know, he'll call out mom and stuff like that. But his conversations and our conversations are two totally different conversations.
Exactly.
Because he has mental handicapness.
So he probably sees her just like how we saw spirits when we were younger. Like, there is no connection that it's not her anymore, and it's just a spirit, you know?
Yeah. Doesn't fully comprehend, definitely. But he's something else, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I love that. Well, my dog alarm is actually starting to go off. He just sat up. So I guess I definitely want you to come back on. So we'll schedule that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We can meet again. We can start doing a weekly thing if you would like.
Absolutely. Like, I would love to do that. Like, especially all you girls. You guys are so supportive of me. And all the members of, like, Witches Owl Exchange and the Unseen Witches Society. I almost mixed those up. It almost came out the Witches Society and the Unseen Owl.
What a touch to a word. I'm just kidding.
Right. But I do absolutely appreciate you guys. And thank you so much again.
Absolutely. It's been great. I love our chit chats and I look forward to more. And think about it, we can start talking, once we start sitting down studying, we can also start talking about our necromancy travels together.
That could be like a weekly diary kind of thing that we share with the world, I guess, you know? Definitely. All right, well, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Bye. See you, Angel.
Bye. I absolutely love this episode. I haven't had anyone to chat with about my medium abilities before. I am so excited to have this series with Cheyenne.